It's an interdivisional matchup in the Carolina League on this Tuesday evening as the Kannapolis Cannonballers host the Salem Red Sox back at the friendly confines of Atrium Health Ballpark for the first of a six-game series between these two sides. It's the battle of the Sox affiliates, the Ballers, the White Sox affiliates, and the Salem Red Sox out of, you guessed it, the Boston Red Sox organization. Hi, good friends. Dan Lodi here on the call for you today. Bally Live, MILB.TV. Free audio streams on kcballers.com and the MILB First Pitch app. As Kannapolis back in action at home. They went down to Charleston last week. Were supposed to play six games, only able to get five in, and they ended up winning just one of them. One of those six games actually rained out to the point where they'll have to make it up in a doubleheader in about 2 weeks' time. But enough of that, we'll get into tonight's game. First pitch at 7 o'clock on the dot is low for ball one to the leadoff batter in Franklin Arias. It's Ricardo Brizuela on the bump, 7 o'clock first pitch, and it's 84 degrees here in Kannapolis with partly cloudy skies. 1-0 a bit outside for ball two, skirts by the catcher Pineda. It is two balls and no strikes on Franklin Arias. Again, partly cloudy skies, 84 degrees here in Kannapolis. Not too bad a night for some baseball to lead off this series as Arias sprays the 2-0 foul down the left field line. It's 2-1. Arias, Nazan Zanatello, and Antonio Anderson, the three due up for the Salem Red Sox in this first game of the series against Ricardo Brizuela, making his fourth start for the Ballers tonight. 2-1 low for ball three. Quickly three balls and a strike now on the leadoff batter, Franklin Arias. And Arias, Zanatello, Anderson, the 3-2 up. 3-1, swing and a miss. Breaking ball from Ricardo Brizuela makes it a full count now on the leadoff batter, Arias. The top four batters in the order for the Salem Red Sox all are in the Red Sox top 30 prospect list, according to MLB Pipeline. Of course, today, the trade deadline passing about an hour ago. All kinds of frenzy in regards to roster moves earlier today and in the last couple of days, with the Red Sox still holding on to a couple of those top 30 guys. They're all here with Salem. 3-2 on the way. This one grounded foul down the third baseline. Still a full count on Arias. Brizuela's listed at 6'3". He's 200 pounds. 1-0 on the season with a 6 ERA. Coming off of his best appearance as a Baller, 5 shutout innings in his last outing. He walked 2 down in Charleston. 3-2, swung on, lifted high and deep down the left field line. It is foul. And in the long at-bat to start tonight is just going to keep getting longer as Brizuela and Arias battling here in the first batter of the ballgame. Brizuela, as mentioned, 1-0 on the season. He's making just his second start here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 3-2 popped up behind the second base, back drifting towards short. Burrows under it makes the play, and it's the first out of the ballgame, a P6. So the second baseman, Arias, pops out. One down, it's Nazan Zanatello due up for the Salem Red Sox. Brizuela's last outing, as we mentioned, 5 shutout innings, 2 walks. He didn't strike out any River Dogs. That was a week ago. Was supposed to pitch as well on Sunday, but with some of the shifts in the series, was able to actually avoid the doubleheader of starts, 2 starts in a week. Not something Kannapolis has done a lot of over their time here with this 6-game series, a schedule format. First pitch from a Zanatello's opponent in Brizuela is in there for a called strike, nothing and one. Nazan Zanatello, the top prospect for the Boston Red Sox on this roster for Salem at number 7 overall in the top 30 for MLB Pipeline. He's got a 1-1 count now as Brizuela can't find the zone. From the line, Brizuela's 1-1. Grounded towards third to his left. Arcy dives, can't make a play. Burrows can't either. And it squirts through into left for a base hit. So the shortstop, Nazan Zanatello, is on with a one-out single. First hit of the game for Salem. One on, one out. And Antonio Anderson, third baseman, is due up. So a single for Zanatello. We'll give it his first hit of the day. And now Antonio Anderson at third base digs in. A Brooks Brennan, DH, bats fourth in the order. Nelly Taylor Jr. in center field bats fifth. Fraley Encarnacion, first baseman, bats sixth. As the first pitch to Anderson, a bit outside for ball one from Ricardo Brizuela. Andy Lugo's in left field, batting seventh. Batting eighth is Stanley Tucker, right fielder. And batting ninth is Gerardo Rodriguez, all under the leadership of Liam Carroll for the Salem Red Sox. 1-0 delivered, a little bit low and inside for ball two. Liam Carroll, the manager for the Salem Red Sox in his second season. Two balls and no strikes. Brizuela set on the bump. Pitch on the way. This one lifted, popped up, drifting into fair play. Dennison at first base trailing, but Sanchez at second comes over. Play made. Bit of a tough play for Dennison as he has to keep in mind covering the bag. So Sanchez over makes the play, a P4 for the second out. And now Brooks Brennan at DH will dig in. So Brennan steps in as the fourth batter in the order for the Salem Red Sox in this top of the first inning. Left to right in the outfield for Kannapolis today. Drake Logan, Albertson, Ossie, and George Wolko. In the infield, Arxie Hernandez, Ryan Burrows, Wilbur Sanchez, Mason Dennison. And behind the dish is Luis Pineda. Brennan swings first pitch, fouled straight back. Nothing and one on Brooks Brennan, the DH. Top of the first here in Kannapolis. Pleasure to have you join us as always on the Ballers Baseball Network. Is Kannapolis back at home for a six-game stretch between the Red Sox and the Ballers in a Carolina League showdown. 0-1 on the way, runner going, lifted into left, drifting quickly and falling quickly. It's down for a base hit. Runner breaks for third, throw in, and it is not in time. Up to third goes Zanatello, and Brooks Brennan has the second hit of the night for the Salem Red Sox. That'll put two runners on now, both on the corners, and Nellie Taylor Jr., center fielder, is going to dig in. So Taylor will stand in, batting 217 on the season, 82nd game of the year for the Salem Red Sox, a guy that's been in the lineup quite a bit. Only behind Antonio Anderson in a games played for this Red Sox team. First pitch, swing and a miss, nothing and one. So Nellie Taylor Jr. stepping in, a one count with runners on the corners. Brizuela set. Looking in for the signs, the pink glove and the belly button. Nothing and one. Pitch delivered. Fastball, lower part of the zone, nothing and two. Nice pitch from Nellie Taylor Jr.'s opponent in Ricardo Brizuela. Brizuela from Maracay, Venezuela, spent all of last season with the Arizona Complex League White Sox. International free agent signee in 2022. Nothing and two. Pitch delivered. Fastball up and away. One and two now on the center fielder, Nellie Taylor Jr. Wind blowing out to left tonight in the series opener. Some rain on the way, it appears. But it looks like it is a little distant. So we'll see how the rest of tonight shapes up. 1-2, Brizuela's pitch. Inside and low, even at two balls and two strikes. Freely Encarnacion, first baseman, awaits on deck. We're on the top of the first in a scoreless game here in Kannapolis. Beautiful Atrium Health Ballpark in its fourth season of baseball. Two balls and two strikes. Brizuela set. Pitch delivered. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. First punch out of the night for Ricardo Brizuela. And his first punch out since July the 13th down in Myrtle Beach. His first of the night. And the Ballers are through one half inning on the mound from Ricardo Brizuela. It's a scoreless game. We'll head to the bottom half of the first. Ryan Burrows, George Wolko, and Arxie Hernandez do up when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Ryan Burrows will lead it off for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Bottom of the first inning is Matt Duffy takes the bump for the Salem Red Sox. First pitch on the way, called strike, nothing, one on a fastball. Ryan Burrows, George Wilco, Arxi Hernandez digging in this bottom half of the first. Burrows, the new leadoff batter. Of course, Riku Nishida getting the promotion up to Winston-Salem as the 0-1 into center drops in front of Taylor Jr. And Ryan Burrows leads off with a base hit. It is his 18th game in a row reaching base. And it's one on and nobody out for now, George Wilco. So Burrows leads off for the first time all season. And he starts off right with a single up the middle. So now George Wilco, the big power bat, digging in, batting second in the order. Also the first time he's done that. As the Ballers will have to face off against Matt Duffy on the mound. First pitch, fastball inside corner, nothing and one. No, not the Matt Duffy. That was the infielder that played for a variety of teams in the big leagues over the last few years. This Matt Duffy, the 22-year-old, 6'2", 205-pound righty from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. As the 0-1 check on the runner is not in time, Burrows back in safely. Fourth round pick in 2023 out of Canisius for Matt Duffy. 2-4 on the season, a 3.36 ERA. 17th start of the season for Duffy. A 1 fastball up and away. It is now a 1-1 count on George Wilco. Wilco, the number 12 overall prospect in the organization for the White Sox. Definitely a power bat. Leads the Ballers with 8 home runs. He's got 30 RBI on the season. 1-1 runner going inside, and a no throw as Burrows took off for second. Stolen base, a late reaction from Rodriguez behind the dish. So an easy stolen base for Ryan Burrows, and now the Ballers have a runner in scoring position. So Burrows in at second base with a steal, his 11th of the year. And now Wilco digging in with a runner in scoring position, an opportunity for the Ballers to strike early. Duffy's 1-2, Wilco takes up and away, even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Duffy has mentioned 2-4 on the season. The fourth rounder for the Boston Red Sox. Spent 2 games last season at the end of the season with Salem. Didn't have an easy go of it. 0-1 with a 13.50 ERA. 2-2 to Wilco, swung on, popped up. Left side of the infield, under it, Anderson at third base. Has it in his eyes, has it in his hands for out number one. P5 for George Wilco. Pops out to the third baseman, so one on still, and one out for Arxi Hernandez. So with Riku Nishida getting promoted today to the Winston-Salem Dash, and he played this morning up in Winston-Salem, Arxi Hernandez kind of taking over that marker of the offensive leader. 77 hits, 16 doubles. He leads the team in RBI as well in the active roster. First pitch breaking ball, and they're nothing and one on the third baseman, Arxi Hernandez. Arxi kind of struggled at the start of the season. It really, I think, goes back to the 28 games that he played at shortstop. And then he actually got the help from Burrows being added to the roster. 0-1 fouled off, now 0-2. Once Burrows was added to the roster, Arxie shifting over to the hot corner, and that's more of his normal position. I think that's gave him a little bit more confidence. So now Arxie at the plate has looked a lot cleaner and a lot more refined. Burrows is at second, 0-2 count. Duffy's pitch delivered. Arxie swings, fouls it off. Still 0-2 on the third baseman, Arxie Hernandez. Rony Hernandez, DH, bats fourth. He is awaiting on deck. Luis Pineda, catcher, bats fifth. Drink Logan in left, bats sixth. Albert Sinasi in bats seventh and center. Mason Dennison, eighth, bail playing at first base. And batting ninth to round out the order is Wilbur Sanchez at second. 0-2 to Arxie. Breaking ball inside. Cornering him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. First punch out for Matt Duffy tonight. And that is 2 outs now in the inning. And up now is Rony Hernandez. So Rony Hernandez will stand in with Burrows at second. And now out comes the pitching coach in Juan Rivera to talk with Matt Duffy and the catcher in Gerardo Rodriguez. Lugo, Taylor Jr., and Tucker left to right in the outfield for the Salem Red Sox. Anderson, Zanatello, Arias, Encarnacion, and Rodriguez make up the infield left to right and then behind the dish. So Rony Hernandez will stand in, DHing tonight for Patrick Leland in his second season as skipper of the Cannonballers. Duffy will set. He's on the first base side of the rubber, working from the stretch. First pitch to Rony is a breaking ball outside. Nothing to show for the strike zone, so it's a 1-0 count. Burrows is at second. He has some speed about him. As mentioned, he's already stolen one base today. Rony Hernandez, a guy that's been on base quite a bit. He's one of only a few guys in minor league baseball that has actually been with a team all season and has more walks than strikeouts. It's really quite remarkable. Ball and no strikes on Rony Hernandez. Pitch delivered, swung on, fouled off straight back. It is even at 1-1. There's just 3 qualified teenage hitters who have spent all season above the complex and have more walks than strikeouts. 2 of them are in the Carolina League. And Rony Hernandez and Jason Chorio up in Lynchburg. 1-1 is low for 2-2 now. Another one being Kevin McGonigal in the Detroit Tigers organization. He just got sent to High A with the West Michigan Whitecaps alongside Max Clark, another top prospect. 2-1 on Hernandez. Burrows breaks. Swung on by Rony. Lifted high and foul. 2-2 on the DH, Rony Hernandez. Burrows will head back to second. Duffy, in his last outing for the Salem Red Sox, ended up getting the victory in 5 shutout innings against the Carolina Mudcats about 6 days ago. 2 walks and 3 punchouts for Duffy in that game. 2-2 count. Duffy on the first base side. Time called. In the infield, by the home plate umpire, Michael Cross. Tyler Green is the infield umpire. Umpires is assigned by the Carolina League. Pineda is awaiting on deck. 2-2. Duffy set. Pitch delivered to Rony. Swung on. Popped up over my head. Still 2-2. Burrows is at second base. Singled and then stole a base to put him in scoring position. Hernandez and the ballers trying to make sure that they don't leave him stranded. 2-2. Inside from Duffy. Tried to stretch the zone inside, and it didn't work. Still full count now. So to a full count this one goes as Rony Hernandez going to start the offense in this bottom of the first, as he's been so good at all season. 3-2 in the way. Swing and a miss. Went after a breaking ball outside, and it lay a rare chase and a rare strikeout for Rony Hernandez. Makes it 2 strikeouts now for Duffy, and more importantly, the third out. So Burrows is left stranded. No runs on and 1 hit. No errors. 1 left on. Top second we go. Encarnacion, Lugo, and Tucker, 2 up for the Red Sox. We come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Top second, Ricardo Brizuela back on the mound. First pitch swinging and missing is the leadoff batter of the inning, Freely Encarnacion. Nothing in one, top of the second. Ballers and Red Sox are scoreless in this first game of a six-game set between these two sides. Brizuela back on the mound, second inning of action for the righty. Again, this is just his fourth appearance in a Ballers uniform. Quickly, a guy added to this rotation and has been a helpful piece for Patrick Leland. 0-1 gets by Pineda. And now a 1-1 count on Freely Encarnacion. Andy Lugo, Stanley Tucker, the others due up here for the Salem Red Sox in this top of the second inning. Brizuela winds 1-1, swung on and missed. Now one ball and two strikes. Ballers in the white tops today, white pants with the tricolor caps. Red Sox and red belts, 1-2 outside. Pineda can't make a clean grab, and it's two balls and two strikes. Two balls and two strikes on Freely Encarnacion. Top of the second inning. Ballers in, Red Sox are scoreless. 2-2 under it, and it's lifted into center. Sanchez under makes the snag for the out, a P4 for the first out. Now one down, Andy Lugo, left fielder digging in. And it's top of the second inning. Two games in a row, Lugo has reached base with a base hit. And then two games he's reached base, of course, naturally. He's reached on a hit two games in a row. He's reached base two games in a row. Duh. First pitch on the way from Brizuela. Swung on, fouled off straight back. Nothing and one on the left fielder, Andy Lugo. International free agent signee by the Boston Red Sox in 2004 was his birthday, March 15th. 2021 is when he was signed as a free agent. 0-1 is fouled back by Lugo. Nothing and two on the left fielder. From San Cristobal, Dominican Republic, he spent all of last season in the Florida Complex League down in Fort Myers. 0-2 fouled back, and it is still a nothing and two. Of course, the Red Sox have their version of Fenway South down in Fort Myers for spring training. Pretty sure all around the minors, the Red Sox try to kind of mimic the left field Green Monster. It's hard to mimic the outfield dimensions of Fenway Park, that's for sure. Blow out outside, a ball and two strikes as Brizuela winds. 1-2 on the way. Swung on, foul back. And is still 1-2. Tucker, the right fielder, awaiting on deck for the Salem Red Sox. Top of the second. Ballers and Salem remaining scoreless. From the wide, 1-2 from Brizuela. Weakly tap towards third. Arxie Hernandez will field, fires across the diamond in time for the out. It's a 5-3 ground out for Andy Lugo. A nice play at the hot corner by Arxie Hernandez, showing off the cannon at the hot corner. So Stanley Tucker will dig in now with two outs and nobody on base. Two outs, Stanley Tucker digs in. Brizuela will work from the wide. First pitch lifted down the line and right, hooking, foul. Nothing and one on Stanley Tucker, the right fielder. Four games in a row, he's reached base with a base hit, has Stanley Tucker from Richmond, Texas, a 19th round pick in 2023. Foul tips the 0-1. Now nothing and two on the right fielder, Stanley Tucker. Brizuela works from the line. Nothing and two on the way. Low for now a 1-2 count. Ball and two strikes on Stanley Tucker with Gerardo Rodriguez awaiting on deck. Top of the second, scoreless game between the Ballers and the Salem Red Sox. 1-2 on the way. Low one inside, even at two balls and two strikes on Stanley Tucker. Two balls and two strikes. Two outs. Brizuela works from the line. Pitch on the way. Breaking ball just a bit outside. Count will run full. Nine-hole batter Gerardo Rodriguez on deck as Brizuela already one strike out, trying to make it two here to finish up this second. Full count, payoff pitch. Weakly tap towards third. Tough play coming for RC. He won't even make the attempt. He just picks it up, and Stanley Tucker has an infield single with two outs. Salem has their third hit of the ball game. Still no runs on the board yet, though. It is one on and two outs for Gerardo Rodriguez, the catcher. Gerardo Rodriguez, born December 8th of 2005. And they are getting younger and younger every day. We watch baseball in this ballpark. This one lifted high and foul. It is nothing and one on Gerardo Rodriguez. Last series, we were here in this park. We had Augusta in town. We had two players, one from each side, born in 2006. I had to double check the roster. That was quite jaw-dropping. Nothing and one. A check on the runner. Back in is Tucker at first base. Tucker's got some speed over there at a first base. He can take off if needed. 21 stolen bases on the season. He's been caught stealing six times. Nothing and one on the nine-hole batter, Rodriguez. Brizuela's pitch lifted into left center. Hit well. Ossian trailing on his horse. Reaches, and he makes the catch in the gap for the third out of the inning. A nice play on the run by the former Salem Red Sox himself, Albertson Ossian, making the grab in the gap for the third out. And that'll send us into the bottom half of the second. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live. Pineda, Logan, and Ossian do up when we come back here in Kannapolis.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Luis Pineda digs in. First pitch grounded to second base to his left. Arias makes the play, and one pitch, one out, just like that as Pineda grounds out for the first out of the bottom of the second inning. Drake Logan in left field will now stand in with nobody on base. One down in this bottom of the second. Drake Logan in left field today for Kannapolis. Making the start in that left field position. For just the 15th time this season, he kind of has bounced around the outfield. Albert Sinasi and the former Salem Red Sox himself is awaiting on deck. First pitch is low for ball one, and Drake Logan has a 1-0 count. Ball and no strikes, pitch on the way, swung on and missed. Nothing in the strike zone, now is 1-1 on Drake Logan, the left fielder. Matt Duffy in his second inning of work for the Salem Red Sox winds 1-1. Low for ball two. Now two balls and one strike. Get home games all week here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It's an action-packed homestand here. As again, we're kind of alternating home and away series each week the rest of the way in the regular season. 2-1, grounded to third. Played by Anderson, throw across. She's just in time to get the speedy Logan. It's a 5-3 ground out this time. Two down, and Logan is the second out. Albertson Ossian digs in with two outs and nobody on base. Albertson Ossian actually signing with the Chicago White Sox just back on March the 30th. He was released by the Boston Red Sox organization after a really good stretch with the Salem Red Sox last season. First pitch low and outside for ball one. 1-0 count on Ossian. Ossian really did well in the single A in 2023 with Salem. 318 with 41 hits. Just nowhere to play him. If you're the Boston Red Sox organization, didn't have space for him. 2-0 is your count. As Ossian playing center field today for Patrick Leland. 2-0 from Duffy. Hard grounder towards short. To his left, Zanatello plays on to first. In and out of the glove of Encarnacion. And it will be an error on the throw from Zanatello. That will reach Ossian over at first base. And E6 puts a base runner on for Kannapolis in the second inning. One error on the board now for Nazan Zanatello at short. And Mason Dennison, first baseman, is a batter due up for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. So Dennison will stand in. I don't think he was necessarily anticipating an at-bat after Ossian grounded that one. His first pitch check on the runner, not in time. Ossian back in safely. Ossian has a lot of speed. 20 stolen bases on 24 attempts for the center fielder, Albertson Ossian. Dennison stands in, the former Kaiser infielder. Another check over at first. And just like that, before Duffy's thrown a pitch, he's used up both of his pickoff attempts. So next time, it's do or die. He can go over again one more time, and Ossian knows that. He's going to take a very long lead over at first. Runner takes off first pitch. Dennison check swings, throwing a second, and Ossian's late as he is gunned out at second base. A 2-6 on the caught stealing. So Albertson Ossian is the third out. Dennison will bat in the third inning. Ossian kind of playing with house money. Took an attempt over to second base and didn't make it in time. So we'll go to the third. Ballers and Red Sox are still scoreless. It'll be Aria Zanatello Anderson due up when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Ricardo Brizuela back on the mound, his third inning of work. First pitch to the leadoff batter, Arias, is in there for a called strike, nothing and one. It's top of the order for the Salem Red Sox. Arias, Zanatello, and Anderson due up as Brizuela's 0-1 is outside, even at a ball and a strike on the second baseman, Arias. Franklin Arias digging in the leadoff spot for the Red Sox. 1-1 is low and outside. Two balls and a strike on Arias. Zanatello and Anderson to follow in this top of the third. Scoreless ball game. Ballers being out hit 3-1. They had an opportunity in the first inning to drive Burrows in from second, but left him stranded. Arias lifts this pitch high and foul on the 2-1. Two balls and two strikes on Franklin Arias. Number 12 overall prospect in the organization for the Boston Red Sox. 5'11 righty bat from Caracas, Venezuela. Spent all of last season in the Dominican Summer League. Couple of Red Sox prospects being moved up from the Dominican. As this one fouled off on the 2-2. Still two balls and two strikes on Arias. Brizuela with the pink glove. Digging in for his third inning of action for the Kannapolis Cannonballers in this series opener. 2-2 on the way. Swung on, lifted into shallow center. Coming in, Ossian on his horse. Has to kind of hurry in and makes the catch for the out. F8 to lead it off for Arias. One down now. He is 0-4-2 in the leadoff spot. And Nizan Zanatello will dig in as the shortstop for Salem in this game. Zanatello at 6'2", a second-round pick in 2023. Ended up with spending some time at the end of last season with the Salem Red Sox. First pitch is outside for now, a ball and no strikes. Zanatello kind of struggling this season, batting below the Mendoza line at 188. 1-0 delivered, swung on and missed. And it's now 1-1 on Nizan Zanatello. 32 hits, 8 doubles, 5 home runs, just 16 RBI, though, and he's got 84 strikeouts, which is still behind a couple other batters for Salem. 1-1 on the way. Low and outside from Brizuela. Two balls and a strike on the shortstop, Zanatello. Singled his first time up against Brizuela. And his first opportunity for the Red Sox. Two balls and a strike. Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Brizuela got him with a breaking ball. Two balls and two strikes. Brizuela's got that 82-mile-an-hour pitch. It works in that low to mid-80s range. He comes up with a 93-mile-an-hour fastball, 94 usually, somewhere in that range. And then it takes about 10 miles an hour off, and it's either got break or it's a changeup. 2-2 on the way. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. That was the slider. And Zanatello went flailing at it. Had no chance. Second punch out of the night for Ricardo Brizuela. Two outs now. Nobody on base. And Antonio Anderson at third base will dig in now for the Salem Red Sox. Anderson stands in. First pitch from Brizuela. Low and inside for ball one. Mentioned it in the first inning, the top four in the order, Arias, Zanatello, Anderson to the plate, and Brooks Brennan on deck, are all four of them are top 30 prospects for Boston. 1-0, swing and a miss, 1-1. Anderson is at number 19 in the system, a switch hitter from Atlanta, Georgia, a third-round pick in 2023. 1-1 low and inside, two balls and a strike. Second batter in the order in the left side of the infield for the Salem Red Sox in this game. Third rounder out of 2023 out of Atlanta, Georgia. 2-1 inside corner. Finds it, does Brizuela. Two balls and two strikes. Brooks Brennan is the DH awaiting on deck. And it's top of the third, scoreless ball game between the Red Sox and the Ballers. 2-2. Low for now a full count. Three balls and two strikes on Antonio Anderson. One of two North Atlanta high school products. Him and Isaiah Drake, who is with the Augusta Green Jackets. 3-2. This one skips in the dirt past Pineda. And Anderson is a two-out base runner. He has issued a free pass. So one on now for Salem. Two outs. And Brooks Brandon, the DH, will stand in. So Brandon will get his chance to bat with one on. For the Salem Red Sox, a local product is Brooks Brandon out of the Greensboro area. Went to Randleman High School up in the Greensboro area. First pitch swung on and lifted foul. Nothing and one. Greensboro about an hour, maybe a little less then, from here in Kannapolis. Just up the road, up I-85. Nothing and one as Brizuelo will work from the stretch. Anderson is at first base. 0-1. Outside, snap throw to first, and Dennison makes the snag, but Anderson back in by a mile. A ball and a strike. Anderson has speed over at the first base bag. Just hasn't been able to find a lot of success on base. Three stolen bases, four caught stealings. 1-1 from Brizuela. Swung on and missed. Ball and two strikes as Brennan went flailing and a pinch a bit low in the dirt. Brennan had 20 home runs and 91 RBI in 34 games in his final year in high school. Tied the state record for home runs set by his dad in 1989. 1-2, swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. 1-for-2 now on the day is Brandon, and Brizuela has his third punch out of the day. That's also the third out of this top of the third. That'll send us into the bottom half. Still a scoreless game. Salem and Kannapolis just kind of trading blows here in the early portions of this game. We'll go to the bottom half. Dennison, Sanchez, Burrows, when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Mason Dennison digs back in. He had his at-bat kind of cut short after Ossian was gunned down at second base on a caught stealing. First pitch of the refreshed at-bat is inside for ball one. One ball and no strikes on Mason Dennison. Sanchez and Burrows to follow. 1-0 inside corner. It is a ball and a strike on Mason Dennison. Former Kaiser product signed as a free agent by the White Sox on July 4th. 1-1 on the way, hard lined into right center. That'll drop for a base hit. And rounding first and pulling up there on an aggressive turn is Mason Dennison. He's on with his first hit of the night. A leadoff single in the third inning gets the Ballers offense rolling. And now Wilbur Sanchez digs in with one on and nobody out. Wilbur Sanchez, La Chispa, will look to spark the offense for Kannapolis. He's the all-time Cannonballers games played leader. On the season, entering this season, 2024, he played 224 games in a Ballers uniform. First pitch swung on, lifted into right. Trailing towards the line is Tucker. Under it to make the catch for the out. Sanchez is retired on the flyout into right. One down and still first base for Dennison. Ryan Burrows, leadoff batter, digs in with one out in this bottom of the third. Burroughs stands in 2-for-5 in the final game of the series back on Sunday in Charleston with two RBI and a stolen base. First pitch is outside from Duffy. And it is a ball and no strikes. Duffy in his third inning of work for Salem in the series opener tonight on this Tuesday, $2 Tuesday. And it's Cardiacs night here at Atrium Health Ballpark celebrating trading card collecting. 1-0 lifted down the line and right. Tough play for Tucker on the run. Can't make the catch. In foul ground, it'll fall in the warning track area. Ball and a strike now on Ryan Burroughs. And Dennison will head back to first. Cardiacs night here in Kannapolis, sponsored by Cardiac Sports. And just down the road from us here at Atrium Health Ballpark, local shop for all things collectibles, trading cards, fan items, they got all kinds of stuff in there. 1-1, fastball up and away for two balls and a strike. Now I've been in there quite a few times grabbing some baseball cards. I collect baseball and hockey. More baseball than hockey, though, as of late. Two balls and a strike on Burroughs. This one hard line in a right center. That's not going to be in range. That'll fall into the gap. Into triples alley it goes. Dennison on his horse. Rounds for third and heads home. Burroughs headed for third. Slides in safely. And Ryan Burroughs has an RBI triple. Ballers take the lead in this bottom of the third. And they strike first in this series opener. It is an RBI triple for Ryan Burroughs. He picks up his first triple of the season. Burroughs is at third with one down. George Wolko, the batter. So Burroughs already a multi-hit game in two at-bats. How valuable is that to have a guy that gets on base at the rate Burroughs does in the leadoff spot? Wolko digs in. Duffy's first pitch delivered. Fastball outside for ball one. So you have to deal with Ryan Burroughs in the leadoff spot now, who's been one of the hotter bats in the Carolina League in the last few games. And they get George Wolko to deal with in the two spot. 1-0 up and away, two balls and no strikes. Of course, you know what Wolko can do, the 18-year-old from Downers Grove, Illinois. Leading the Ballers in home runs with 8 on the season. Kannapolis doesn't have a lot of home runs this year, but a lot have come from Wolko. He swings on this 2-0 into right. Backtracking Tucker on the warning track. Makes the catch, but Burroughs will trot on home. Sacrifice fly for George Wolko. And Ryan Burroughs crosses the plate. 2-0 Kannapolis with two outs in the bottom of the third. Arxi Hernandez will dig in as Wolko gets the sacrifice fly. So back-to-back base knocks and RBI opportunities for Kannapolis. An RBI triple and then a sac fly produce two runs for the Ballers in the bottom of the third. First pitch to Arxi Hernandez inside for ball one. A ball and no strikes on Arxi, the third baseman. Duffy allowing a pair of runs here in this bottom of the third on the mound. 1-0 to Arxi. Swung on, lifted high and foul. Ball and a strike on Arxi Hernandez. First at bat, he struck out looking. It's the righty Matt Duffy. Arxi on a four-game hit streak. And struck out looking in his first at-bat. 1-1 inside, two balls and a strike. Arxi is third in the Carolina League in triples. He's got 7 on the season. He's been really successful in just finding those gaps out in left and right center. 2-1, swung on, he fouled it off his foot. That's going to be painful. Two balls and two strikes. Arxi had a three-hit game on Sunday, a double and a strikeout as well in the final game of the series against the River Dogs. Ballers lost a heartbreaker on Sunday. They fell 11-10. 2-2 on the way from Duffy. Lower part of the zone, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Two at-bats for Arxi Hernandez and two looking strikeouts as Duffy picks up another strikeout. That is his third of the day and also the third out of the bottom of the third. Top four we go. Ballers lead 2-0. Nelly Taylor Jr., Fraley Encarnacion, Andy Ligo, Ugo do up. When we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live, live at Atrium Health Ballpark. Nelly Taylor Jr. leads it off for the Salem Red Sox. Top of the fourth inning. Ballers on top, 2-0. RBI triple from Ryan Burrows and Anari Georgia Wolko sacrifice fly. Make it a 2-0 game. A ball and no strikes on Nelly Taylor Jr. and Encarnacion and Lugo to follow in this top of the fourth. Brizuela's pitch up and away. 2-0 now to Nelly Taylor. Brizuela in his fourth inning of work has allowed three hits, but no runs yet on the board. 2-0 breaking ball inside corner. Two balls and a strike on Nelly Taylor Jr. 11th round pick in 2023 from Clearwater, Florida. He swings on the 2-1. A bit of a weird spinning grounder towards third. Arcee Fields and throws across in time for the out. A little bit of a backspun opposite field looper that kind of fell in front of Arcee Hernandez. He had to pick it up and muscle the throw over, but it's in time for the out. One out now, and Freely Encarnacion will stand in with nobody on base for the Salem Red Sox. Bit of a tough play for Arcee to make. A weird swing from Taylor and getting enough backspin on that ball, it just kind of died out in the infield. First pitch to Encarnacion is outside. A ball and no strikes on the Red Sox first baseman. Encarnacion popped out in his first at-bat back in the second inning. Brizuela's 1-0. Breaking ball up and in. For now a 2-0 count. Ballers leading 2-0 over Salem. Definitely trailing in the all-time series between these two sides. Looking to make up some games. 2-0 outside corner. 2-1 to Freely Encarnacion. Salem leads the all-time series record at 12-6. These two sides have not played since 2022. Pitch outside, 3-1. Ballers will head to Salem in the final week of this regular season this season. 3-1 on the way. Swung on into center. Backtracking Albertson. Ossian on his horse running. Leaps. Can't make the catch. Into the warning track it goes. Ossian picks it up. And Encarnacion turns for third. Sanchez can't make the clean play. And it looks like Encarnacion couldn't either. He tripped up in the infield dirt and got into third safely and ended up on all fours. Looked like he tripped up in the dirt. And he's okay over at third. But it is a triple with one down for Encarnacion, and two up is Andy Lugo. Not quite a graceful play for Encarnacion, as now actually out comes the athletic trainers Jacob Lohman and Dylan Curtin. Looks like it might be Liam Carroll out to check on Encarnacion as well. Like he was in some discomfort. He just took a bit of a wrong plant in the infield dirt. Lugo is the batter due up. Encarnacion getting checked on by all the coaching staff. Ozzy Chavez is the third base coach for the Salem Red Sox in this ball game. Liam Carroll out to check on him as well. So Andy Lugo will dig in. Looks like Encarnacion will stay in the ball game. So Brizuela is at 3 1/3, allowing his fourth hit of the game. Encarnacion is at third. First pitch from Brizuela up and away for ball one. Lugo has a 1-0 count. Like an arm up, tossing for Kannapolis down the line in right field. Looks to be Connor Housley. Team ERA and opponent average leader at the moment. 1-0 from Brizuela. Low for ball two. It's low in the dirt. Brizuela's already up past 70 pitches. So I would assume Housley will enter in the near future. Brizuela's had to go through quite a few batters already. Through just 3 1/3. 2-0 pitch on the way to Lugo. Swing and a miss. Two balls and a strike. Brizuela definitely up there in the pitch count, 73. He's got 43 strikes, so he's found the zone more than he's not. 2-1. Lower inside corner of the plate. It's 2-2. Andy Lugo grounded out to third base in his last at-bat. Stanley Tucker, right fielder, awaits. 2-2 on the way. Grounded towards second. Sanchez dives in, makes the play at second. Can't make a clean effort, though, on the transfer. And it'll be a base hit for Andy Lugo. Scoring is Encarnacion, and the Red Sox have struck there on the board. An RBI single for Andy Lugo as the single is awarded on the base hit. RBI base hit. Salem makes it a 2-1 ball game. And now Stanley Tucker, the right fielder, is due up. So the Red Sox cut into the lead. It's down 2-1 in this top of the fourth. And out comes Blake Hickman. He'll come talk with Ricardo Brizuela. Brizuela is on the bump at 75 pitches. Almost certainly we'll see the end of his night come soon. Stanley Tucker in right field will stand in for Salem. With an opportunity to keep the inning going for the Red Sox. Tucker stands in the right. He batters box. Bent at the knees. His feet are pretty close together, but he's got a good stride about him. First pitch inside the corner for 0-1. A 1 count with one out, top of the fourth. Baldur's up 2-1 over Salem. Brizuela's 0-1. Before that, a check on the runner at first, not in time. Oh, 1 your count with one out. Top four, Baldur's up 2-1. Brizuela's pitch, runner going. Check swing of the plate. He went around. Throwing a second. Gets loose in the center. And breaking for third is going to be Lugo. Throw goes into third, and Arxie can't make a clean effort. So a 2-0, two-strike count of the plate, but Lugo gets the stolen base in the E2. Puts Lugo over at third now. Now the Red Sox threatening as the error goes on the board for Kannapolis. E2 from Pineda on the throw to second. Infield will have to play in. 0-2 upstairs. Pineda gets up out of this crouch and makes the catch for a 1-2 count. Ball and two strikes with one out. Tucker at the plate, singled in his first at-bat. Brizuela's 1-2. Grounded towards third, foul ball down the left field line. Still 1-2. 9-hole batter and Gerardo Rodriguez awaits on deck. Red Sox have the tying run 90 feet away from scoring. Brizuela's 80th pitch of the night. We'll come on the 1-2. Deep breath, set with a glove at the belly button. 1-2. Chopper back to the mound. Brizuela fields under it, flips home, and out at home is the runner Lugo. Brizuela one-handed scooped with the glove and flipped it. Didn't even transfer on the play. Back home, it's a out recorded on the 1-2 put out for the second out. And Tucker reaches on the fielder's choice. A nice play by Ricardo Brizuela. Two outs, 9-hole batter Gerardo Rodriguez due up. But out comes Patrick Leland. And we'll see the end of the night for Ricardo Brizuela. Arm coming out of the bullpen for the Kannapolis Cannonballers as we'll take it to a break. We'll be right back here in Kannapolis. We'll get you the details on the new arm when we return on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live. 6'4", 205-pound righty Connor Housley takes over. His first pitch of the night is up and away for ball one to Gerardo Rodriguez. Housley takes over. 22 years of age, a free agent signee in 2024 out of Riverdale, Georgia. Is Housley, the former Kennesaw State righty. 1-0 fouled off, one ball and one strike on Gerardo Rodriguez. Housley, 20 appearances in two seasons at Kennesaw State. Hearing now for the Ballers, 0-0 with a 0.73 ERA. He's been very impressive as Housley snaps over to first, not in time. Before the 1-1 to Rodriguez. Rodriguez, the catcher at the plate, flying out into center his last time up. Housley entering in relief of Brizuela, who definitely won his fair share in tonight's game. Ball and a strike, pitch delivered up and in for now a 2-1 count. Rodriguez ducks out of the way. Housley last pitched 6 days ago. Back on Wednesday, went two innings, one run on two hits. It was the first run he's allowed all season. Two walks and three punch-outs for Housley. 2-1 runner going, lifted high and foul. Two balls and two strikes on the catcher, Rodriguez. Housley originally a 17th-round pick by the Texas Rangers in 2019, opted to go to college. He went to Tennessee and then eventually transferred to Kennesaw State. Two balls and two strikes in this top of the fourth. Housley with a deep breath. 2-2 on the way to Rodriguez now. Up and away for ball three. A nice frame effort from Pineda. Instead, it's still a full count at three balls and two strikes. Salem Red Sox in the blue tops. Alternate look for Salem in this week. 3-2 check on the runner, not in time. Second disengagement attempt over there. Top of the order in Franklin Arias, due up on deck. 3-2 pitch. On the way from Housley, runner goes. Low and inside, ball four. And the inning will continue after the free pass. Rodriguez reaches base for the first time tonight with the two-out walk. Two on now for the Red Sox and two outs for Franklin Arias. Arias stands in 0 for 2, a pop out and a fly out. He's got two on base here. Does the Red Sox second baseman first pitch fouled off straight back. Nothing in one on the Red Sox leadoff batter. 5 games in a row, Arias has reached base, is yet to reach base in tonight's action. Ballers still lead 2-1. The Red Sox are threatening. 0-1. Breaking ball low and outside, a ball and a strike. Housley again, 20 appearances in two seasons at Kennesaw State. And saw some action for sure. Ball and a strike on Arias, pitch delivered. Fastball outside corner, a ball and two strikes now. Elsewhere in the Carolina League, a busy one for sure. Bottom of the eighth inning already in Fayetteville. The Woodpeckers trailing 4-2 to the Columbia Fireflies. Bottom eight, Charleston up and Carolina against the Mudcats. 1-2. Lifted foul. Arias stays alive. Still a ball and two strikes. River Dogs lead 4-1 up at Five County Stadium in Zebulon against the Mudcats. Top of the sixth, Lynchburg hosting Fredericksburg. It's 4-3. Fred Nats. Bottom four, Augusta hosting Down East. Down at SRP Park, it's 5-1 Wood Ducks. And Delmarva hosting Myrtle Beach for a 3-2 lead for the Pelicans. 1-2. Swung on, have lifted high in the air center field. Ossian under it, has plenty of time to find it. Under it, makes the catch for the out. And inning over. The Red Sox do score one here in this fourth. But that's all they can muster as they'll leave two runners on. Bottom of the fourth, two up. For the Kannapolis Cannonballers, Hernandez, Pineda, and Logan. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and the Valley Live. Ronnie Hernandez leads off the bottom of the fourth inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 2-1 your score. Kannapolis on top over the Salem Red Sox. Still Matt Duffy on the mound. Starter for Salem in his fourth inning of work. Hernandez, Pineda, and Logan do up. Duffy gets the first pitch delivered. It's in there for a called strike, nothing and one. Hernandez, Pineda, and Logan do up. Ballers looking to extend their lead. They're up top 2-1 as Hernandez fouls this one off over our heads. Ball and a strike on Aroni Hernandez. Excuse me, nothing and two. 0-2 count on Hernandez with Pineda waiting. 0-2 low inside, cornering him up, got him looking, called strike three. Hernandez strikes out yet again. 0-2 now with a pair of punch outs. Rare punch outs at that for Ronnie Hernandez as Duffy has now four punch outs on the night. One out and Luis Pineda is the batter due up. Final line for Kannapolis' starter tonight, Ricardo Brizuela. 3 2/3, five hits, one run. On one walk, three punch-outs. First pitch to Pineda is in there for a called strike. Nothing and one. Oh-one count with one out. Pitch on the way is a fastball outside corner. Nothing and two on Luis Pineda. Pineda first time up, grounded out to the second baseman, Arias. In the second inning, 0-2. Check swing, he did not go around. It's a ball and two strikes. Still a good crowd on hand, of course. $2 Tuesday. And Cardiacs night here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 2-2. Swing and a miss. And that's strike three. Duffy has now struck out three batters in a row. Two outs now in this bottom of the fourth. Five punch outs for Salem Sterner. And it's Drake Logan digging in. He grounded out in his first at-bat. Drake Logan stands in, first pinch delivered, low and outside for a ball one. 1-0 count on Logan. Pitch on the way, fastball low and outside, 2-0. Ballers hosting Salem for the first time since 2022. It's been a while since these two sides have played. 2-0 swing and a miss, 2-1. It was actually kind of funny. Last time these two sides played was back in August of 2022 here at Atrium Health Ballpark, and it was the day after, so the Monday, the off day, when the Boston Red Sox actually promoted their top prospect, Marcelo Meyer, to High-A Greenville. It's a 3-1 count on Logan. Marcelo Meyer, still a very highly touted prospect in all of baseball. Ballers ended up playing him up in Salem, but not here. 3-1 grounded up the middle. Played by the second baseman, Arias, and over to first he goes for a 1-2-3 inning, a 4-3 ground out for Drake Logan. And Matt Duffy's through four innings, two runs allowed on the night. To the fifth we go as Zanatello, Anderson, Brannon do up for the Red Sox when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network live in Kannapolis.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Nizan Zanatello leads it off for the Salem Red Sox. We're in the top of the fifth inning. It's 2-1 Kannapolis. Connor Housley back on the mound. His first pitch of the fifth is in there on a fastball, 0-1 on Nizan Zanatello. Anderson and Brandon to follow in this top of the fifth for Connor Housley in the bump. One in the way. Low one outside for now an even ball and a strike count. Housley's allowed again just one run in 12 and two-thirds innings. Total on the mound. 1-1 up and inside for two balls and a strike. Housley usually goes about 2 to 3 innings. No more, no less. 2-1. Swung on, fouled off, straight back. Count is 2-2 on Nizan Zanatello. Anderson and a Brandon to follow. For the Kannapolis Cannonballers opponent tonight in the Salem Red Sox, tonight and every night until Sunday. 2-2 lifted high and foul. 2-2 remains your count between the Ballers' arm in Connor Housley and Nizan Zanatello, the Red Sox shortstop. Tomorrow, 12:05 first pitch for Camp Day, our annual Camp Day. Housley winds, 2-2 on the way. Outside for ball three. Thursday night, the pint glass giveaway honoring the 30 seasons of Kannapolis baseball. Friday night, postgame fireworks. Saturday night, Marvel night. 3-2 smoke foul by Zanatello. Full count on Nizan Zanatello. And then Sunday, 1:30 first pitch. It is Super Splash Day again, and we're going to be honoring Atrium Health Youth Jersey giveaway. 3-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Nizan Zanatello strikes out for the second time tonight. First out of the inning in this fifth inning. It's the first punch out for Housley. One on the board in the outs category. And one out. Nobody on base for Antonio Anderson. Marvel night on Saturday should be a fun one as well. Ballers will wear some specialty jerseys for that one. This one inside and low on Antonio Anderson. It is a ball and no strikes. Thirsty Thursday. Bull Weevils night on Thursday. 1-0 becomes 1-1 on Antonio Anderson. Faith night on Friday. Sponsored by his radio. 1-1 is outside from Housley. Catches enough of the zone for home plate umpire and Michael Cross's liking. Ball and two strikes. Housley winds. Quick pitch. 1-2. Lifted foul, and it's still a ball and two strikes. Housley messing with the timing of Antonio Anderson. Able to just kind of quick pitch him. One, two count. Housley set. It'll work from the wide to the 1-2. Pitch on the way. Breaking ball, swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Housley back-to-back punch outs to start off the fifth inning as he gets to Zanatello and Anderson flailing on the breaking balls. So two outs and nobody on base still for Brooks Brennan. Two outs and Brennan digs in for his first at-bat. First pitch outside corner, nothing and one on Brennan, the DH tonight. Listed as a catcher at 6 foot, 210 pounds, ninth rounder in 2022. 0-1 outside corner, nothing and two. Housley mowing through the order like a middle-aged dad in a suburban neighborhood on a Saturday morning. 0-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. He strikes out the side. Does Connor Housley. He picks up his first three punch outs of the game. And there we go. We'll go to the bottom half of the fifth. It is Ossian Dennison and Sanchez. 2-1 will go to the bottom half of the fifth. 2-1 Kannapolis on top. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Albert Sinassian digs in. He'll lead things off bottom of the fifth inning as the Ballers lead 2-1 over the Salem Red Sox in this series opener. First of six games between these two sides. First of 12 in this 2024 season for these two teams. First pitch for Ossian is low for ball one. Nothing and one is what Duffy wanted, but it's 1-0 as Ossian watches it sail by him. Ball and no strikes on Ossian from the line. Duffy's offering. Swung and a miss on an upstairs fastball. A ball and a strike now on Albertson Ossian. After tonight, just 17 home games remain in the 2024 season, in the regular season for Kannapolis. And then the playoffs get rolling in mid-September. 1-1 is outside and low for two balls and one strike. And the playoffs. First time in Atrium Health Ballpark history, the Cannonballers will host a playoff game as Ossian swings in the 2-1, lifted in the shallow center. Coming in, Taylor Jr. under it will make the catch for the out. And there is the first out of the bottom of the fifth inning. Mason Dennison due up now with one out and nobody on base as Ossian flies out. Still no arms tossing for Salem in the pen in left. In right, there is a righty tossing for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Looks to be Carson Jacobs. Dennison stands in. First pitch from Duffy is outside for ball one, and nothing in the zone for Dennison. So a ball and no strikes. 1-0 pitch from Duffy. Dennison grounds up the middle off the glove of Duffy. Squirts loose. Duffy sidearms a throw to first, and he's out. What a play back of the mound by Matt Duffy. Throw over to first, and it gets Dennison. I don't think Patrick Leland's a fan of the call, but he's not going to argue it. He might just kind of give a bit of bombastic side eye over to Tyler Green over at the first base bag. So Pat Leland, not a fan of the call nonetheless. A 1-3 ground out for Dennison is the second out. And now Wilbur Sanchez, second baseman, digging in. Pat Leland's already set a personal record this year. Personal high, I should say, not a record. He's been ejected three times this season. First pitch up and in for ball one to Wilbur Sanchez. Only twice last year for Patrick. In his second season as manager of the Cannonballers. 1-0 to Sanchez is upstairs for now 2-0. That's a new high in ejections in the season, and that's with missing three games last weekend to be in Cooperstown with his dad being inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. 2-0. Lofted high and deep and foul down the line and left. 2-1 on Sanchez. So two balls and a strike on Wilbur Sanchez. His first at-bat, he flew out into right field, where Tucker made the snag. 2-1. Upstairs for now a 3-1 count. Top of the order, and Ryan Burrows is due up for Kannapolis. He's on deck. Duffy in his fifth inning of work, mowing through the order. 3-1. Inside corner for strike two. Count will run full on Wilbur Sanchez. Sanchez will dig in from the righty batter's box. Holds the bat over the right shoulder. Full count, two outs. Duffy's pitch Fastball upstairs for ball four, and it's a two-out walk issued to Wilbur Sanchez. There is the free pass issued. One on and two outs now for Kannapolis with Ryan Burrows, the shortstop, digging in. So Burrows will stand in, a multi-hit game already. A single and a triple for him today, including the RBI triple. Back in the third inning, check on the runner, diving back in safely is Sanchez. And Sanchez at 14 stolen bases and a potential 17 attempts. Two outs, first pitch to Burrows is upstairs for ball one. Snap throw to first, Sanchez back in safely. That one was kind of close. Ball with no strikes on Ryan Burrows. Number 21 overall prospect in the White Sox organization has been picking it up as of late. Another snap throw over to first. Duffy keeping a close eye on Sanchez, and that's the second engagement over to first for the pitcher Duffy. One-oh count. Quick pitch to Burrows as a fastball upstairs. It's 2-0 now on Burrows, a shortstop. George Wolko, right fielder, awaits on deck. It's a 2-1 ball game. Kannapolis on top. Duffy, a deep breath. 2-0. Low one inside for a 3-0 count. So three balls and no strikes on Ryan Burrows, the 19-year-old from Panama City, Panama. 3-0 count with two outs. Pitch delivered. Burrows swings and foul tips into the mitt of the catcher, Rodriguez. It's 3-1. Burrows stole a base in the first inning. And the RBI triple in the third. 3-1 fastball upstairs for ball four. Duffy lost him. And it's back-to-back walks issued after a quick two outs. Sanchez and Burrows are now walked. And the lefty power bat of George Wolko is going to dig in. And out comes now, looks like, pitching coach Juan Rivera and the athletic trainer for the Salem Red Sox in Jacob Lohman. And Duffy looks like he's getting his right hand checked on. It might be a blister or a nail. Common issue for pitchers, that is for sure. You get a blister that pops, and it can be very uncomfortable to grip a baseball. Wolko's going to stand in. He is awaiting on the batter's box. Duffy getting checked on by the athletic trainer for the Red Sox and Jacob Lohman. So Sanchez and Burrows both walk. And that puts Wolko at the plate with two on and two outs in the bottom of the fifth inning in Kannapolis. 2-1 ballers lead. They're being out hit 5-3. One error either side. A baller is getting both runs in the third inning. A RBI triple for Burrows. And Wolko at the sacrifice fly. Now an arm up, tossing for the Red Sox in left. Again, Duffy getting checked on by Jacob Lohman. Now Duffy will get a attempt or two to just toss a pitch and trying to get the feel back for it in his hand. It is his pitching hand. He's got the discomfort in. So he throws something, takes a peek at his hand. He'll get another warm-up pitch. See again how many Home plate umpire and Michael Cross will give him. Home plate umpire and Michael Cross is keeping a close eye on it, and it looks like a move to the bullpen has been made, as now the arm and Matt Duffy will leave tonight's game as Lohman comes out, and it looks like just a too much of a painful issue. Looks like it's the index finger for the starting arm in Matt Duffy. So the bullpen will be called on by the Salem Red Sox. We'll go to a break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. It's a new arm on the way for Salem when we return. Well, George Wolko will face the new arm on the mound for the Salem Red Sox. Listed at 5'11", 165-pound righty, 20 years old. Dennis Reguillo will now step in for Salem. First pitch grounded sharply, foul by Wolko down the line in right. It's nothing and one now on George Wolko. Two runners on for Kannapolis. Sanchez at second, Burrows at first, as Reguillo will step in and enter in relief of Matt Duffy. Looked like he had a bit of a finger issue with his throwing hand, so he departs tonight's game after 4 2/3. And it is Reguillo taking over for the Salem Red Sox, just added to the roster today by the Red Sox organization. 0-1 pitch. In the dirt, skips by Rodriguez. Both runners will break up a base. It will be a wild pitch from Dennis Reguillo. And that'll be now second and third for Kannapolis with Wolko at the plate. Ball and a strike on the Ballers right fielder. So the wild pitch makes it now a 1-1 count. Now it looks like, what do we have here? It looks like Gerardo Rodriguez in some discomfort on the wild pitch. Looked like he's doubled over in some discomfort at the plate. Out to check on him is Liam Carroll, the manager for Salem, and then Jacob Lohman, the athletic trainer. Jacob Lohman's been a busy man tonight for the Salem Red Sox. Already had to check on a couple of Red Sox players. Had one depart with an injury. Ball and a strike on Wolko if he digs back in. As back up to his feet is the catcher, Rodriguez. William Carroll holding on to the equipment for the time being for Rodriguez. Now it gets handed off, and looks like it'll be Rodriguez staying in the game. So Wolko digs in. Arguello on the mound, making his first appearance in a Salem uniform since being activated today. He's already pitched seven games with the Red Sox. Single-A team in Salem this year, seven games, a 5.63 ERA. 1-1 to Wolko in the dirt. This one up, and it hits him, and that will be an HBP. That will load the bases. Wolko is going to head to first. And that will load the bases for Kannapolis for Arxi Hernandez. So Wolko wears a fastball that hits him in the leg. Two outs, Arxi Hernandez digs in with bases chock full of ballers. Arxi digs in. First pitch from Arguello is outside for ball one, a 1-0 count. On Arxi Hernandez, 0-2 with a pair of strikeouts looking today for Arxi Hernandez. Skies are getting a little darker here in Kannapolis. 1-0. Low for ball two. 2-0 count. Two balls and no strikes on Arxi Hernandez. A four-game on-base streak, a four-game hit streak. Trying to make it five here with a base hit in this bottom of the fifth. 2-0, popped up. Shallow right back, tracking Encarnacion. Under it in the nighttime sky, and second baseman Arias comes to the rescue and makes the catch for the third out. It is a P4 off the bat of Arxi Hernandez. 0-3. That'll strand three runners for Kannapolis. They don't get any runs despite loading the bases on a pair of walks and a hit by pitch. It'll be a new arm on the way for Kannapolis as we will take a break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
First pitch at the top of the sixth inning is hacked and a miss by Nelly Taylor Jr., the leadoff batter. Taylor Jr. and Encarnacion and Lugo do up in this top of the sixth inning. 0-1 count. Jacobs on the mound now for Kannapolis. It's Carson Jacobs. 0-1 is outside for ball one. A 1-1 count as Nelly Taylor Jr. and Encarnacion and Lugo are due up here in the inning for the Salem Red Sox. 2-1 ballers lead. As the 1-1 delivered a breaking ball on the inside corner of all and two strikes now on Nelly Taylor Jr. On the night, 0-2 as Carson Jacobs takes over on the mound. The humongous 6'9" righty, and he's listed at 215 pounds. And I don't know how much you believe it. 1-2 is outside, two balls and two strikes. Carson Jacobs built like an NBA center on the mound for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, is the third arm used by Patrick Leland tonight. Jacobs' 2-2 check swing. Did he go around? Yes, he did, says infield umpire in Tyler Green. There's the first out. Carson Jacobs has his first punch out. And that'll make it now one down, nobody on base for Fraley Encarnacion. That is four Salem batters in a row that have struck out. And that is the seventh punch out of the night for Kannapolis pitching. Means to take your game ticket from tonight's game down the road to Corner Crust for a $5 off a 28-inch crust pizza. It's a humongous pizza. Nothing in one on Encarnacion. As Jacobs is set on the mound, he'll look in. 0-1 in the way. Breaking ball up and away for now a one ball, one strike count. Carson Jacobs set with a 1-1 count. Pitch to Encarnacion. Swung on, lifted high, and foul. And the count is 1-2. Jacobs is 0-0, a 2.70 ERA entering tonight. 3 1/3 innings pitched on the season for Jacobs, the former North Dakota State Bison. Tossed one season before that at Gateway Community College in Phoenix, Arizona. Appeared in five games in 2023 last year for the ACL White Sox, the Complex League team. 1-2 grounded towards third. Arcee fields to his left. Throw to first in time for the out. A nice stretch at first by Mason Dennison for the second out. That makes it a 5-3 put out. And now a lot of Salem batters have been retired in order to make it a total of six Salem Red Sox out in order, as out comes Liam Carroll. He's going to come talk to Tyler Green, the infield umpire, as he thought Dennison was pulled off the bag on the throw by Arcee Hernandez. We'll see how this one shapes out, as now Michael Cross and Tyler Green will convene. As now the call is changed, and Dennison was pulled off the bag, and out comes Patrick Leland. I think where this one is going is now it looks like Encarnacion will be placed at first base and called safe. And now the umpires will both talk to Patrick Leland. So Leland will come talk. He's not a fan of the call, I would assume, as again the throw pulled Dennison off the bag. Dennison has got a pretty lanky frame at 6'4". But not enough to stay on the base. It is a E5 on Arcee Hernandez that allows Encarnacion to reach. And this, my friends, is why you score a baseball game in pencil. So the changed call puts the runner on for Salem. Runner takes off, first pitch up and in. Throw it to second, runner going. And safe at second is Fraley Encarnacion with a stolen base. So now Salem has the tying run in scoring position. And I think they're doing just about anything they can to try to score that second run. Encarnacion's 14th stolen base of the season. 1-0 count with one out as Pineda will issue some signs to Carson Jacobs, and now he's going to go all the way out to the mound and have a chat. Carson Jacobs, last time out for him in the 27th against Charleston, just went 1/3 of an inning. No runs on a hit. He walked one and didn't get a strikeout. He struck out four his last time he was on the mound here at Atrium Health Ballpark in two innings of work. 1-0 count. With one out, Jacobs is set. Long look at second. 1-0 pitch. Low one inside for now a 2-0 count. Two balls and no strikes on Andy Lugo, the left fielder. Stanley Tucker, right fielder, awaits on deck. 2-0 pitch from Jacobs. Breaking ball inside corner. 2-1. So a 2-1 count on Andy Lugo, left fielder. He's 1 for 2 and an RBI single. Back in the fourth inning. Jacobs sets. 2-1 count with one out. Pitch on the way. Grounded sharply, foul down the third baseline. That'll be a souvenir for a lucky fan. It's 2-2. And Kannapolis on top here. 2-1 in the top of the sixth. Looks like at least some of the rain has arrived here in Kannapolis. Starting to sprinkle a little bit here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Jacobs has set, a long look at second. Deep breath for Carson, 2-2. Low one inside. Count will run full on the left fielder, Andy Lugo. Stanley Tucker, right fielder, awaiting. Top six, Jacobs trying to get out of the inning unscathed. 3-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. A 96-mile-an-hour fastball down Broadway is the second out of the inning, and Carson Jacobs has his second punch out. So two outs, and now Stanley Tucker, the batter, due up with a runner on second for the Salem Red Sox. Stanley Tucker in right field has reached both times to the plate. A single and a fielder's choice for the Red Sox right fielder. Two outs, check on the runner at first. High throw over the head of Sanchez into third. Heads the runner in Encarnacion as the E1 advances the runner. So now the Red Sox have the tying run 90 feet away. Stanley Tucker at the plate has not had any sort of failed at bat. He's not seen a pitch yet against Carson Jacobs. Jacobs will work from the stretch. Runner on third. First pitch to Tucker. High. Swing and a miss. A 96-mile-an-hour fastball. Nothing and one. The pitch from Jacobs. Using his 6'9 frame to find the upstairs part of the zone. And he doesn't. Again, as you're 6'9, you have a little bit more length. 0-1. A swing and a miss. Nothing and two. An upstairs fastball fools Tucker. When you're 6'9 and you're coming down towards the plate, you kind of have to lean into your pitch a little more, and it's tougher if you're not as mobile of an athlete. So to be that tall and be a pitcher, it's difficult. 0-2 lifted high and foul. Still nothing and two on Stanley Tucker. We've had our fair share of tall pitchers come through Kannapolis. Noah Schultz last year at 6'9", the lefty. Our good buddy Elaine Ramsey, 6'8", righty from Oklahoma. 0-2. Fastball upstairs. Tucker watches it sail by him at 97. It's a ball and two strikes. It's just kind of a different mentality and a different method to pitch with that kind of height. 1-2, breaking ball is low and inside. Tucker has to duck out of the way. It's even at 2-2. Rodriguez is on deck. Two balls and two strikes, two outs. Jacobs is set. Using the clock to his advantage, 2-2. Popped up in foul ground. This one drifting towards the seats, and it'll be a souvenir. Heads up. It's into section 103 where a little fan makes the catch. Good work. Wind blowing out to left. Some very dark clouds coming in from left field. Weather is on the way. 2-2 count with two outs. Jacobs has pitched to Tucker. Popped up again down the line and right. This one will head towards the concourse. It hits off the light pole and lands in the right field terrace. That takes some skill to hit a light pole. Jacobs is set with a 2-2 count. Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. A fastball in the inside corner at 98. Jacobs reared back and hauled it to home with a fastball. Three strikeouts and a runner left stranded for the Salem Red Sox as Encarnacion reaches on the E5. But it is a runner left stranded as we'll head to the bottom half of the sixth. Kannapolis on top 2-1. They'll look to add some more here. And as Ronnie Hernandez, Luis Pineda, and Drake Logan do up, and we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Pally Live. Ronnie Hernandez leads off the bottom of the sixth inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers at the plate. It is still the righty on the mound in Reguillo on the mound for the Salem Red Sox. Dennis Reguillo will offer the pitch. It's outside for ball one. Reguillo in his second inning of action for the Salem Red Sox. Hernandez, Pineda, and Logan do up. 2-1 Ballers lead. Pitch delivered. Hernandez grounds this one down the left field line. Pass the shifted infield into left for a base hit. Hernandez will turn it first and pull up there as Ronnie Hernandez has the leadoff single in this bottom of the sixth. One on for the Ballers. Nobody out. And due up is Luis Pineda. So Pineda stands in with Hernandez at first. He's now 1-for-3 is Rooney. Second game in a row with a base hit. Arguello sets. First pitch to Pineda. This one gets by the catcher Rodriguez, and Rooney Hernandez will scoot up to second base on the WP. So the wild pitch is tossed. 1-0 count now as Pineda will have the count to his advantage. There is an arm tossing for Kannapolis in the pen in right field. Wind is absolutely pounding in now from left field as the 1-0 becomes 1-1. Wind is blowing in from left field. Getting to feel it up here in the press box. The window's open. 1-1 from Reguillo is on the outside corner. 1-2 on Pineda. Pineda's 0-for-2, a ground out and a strikeout. As Drake Logan is on deck awaiting. Ball and two strikes, pitch on the way. Low one inside, 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. Bottom of the sixth inning, Ballers up 2-1 over the Salem Red Sox. 2-2 pitch. Fastball inside, cornering him up, got him looking, called strike three. Another punch out for Pineda, first out of the inning. And Reguilo has his first punch out of the night. It'll be Drake Logan digging in now with one on at second base and one out. Drake Logan 0 for 2, a pair of ground outs, 1 to third and 1 to second. Pitch delivered from Reguilo, line and hit on a grounder towards short as Zanatello can't make the play. Throw goes into third, and safe at third is Ronnie Hernandez. It'll be a single awarded as Drake Logan with a hard hit ball right to Zanatello. Makes it a single for Drake Logan. Up to third goes Ronnie. One out, runners on the corners for Albertson Ossian. Arguello is set with Ossian to the plate. First pitch, low and inside for ball one. Three errors on the board for Kannapolis, but they're up 2-1 over the Salem Red Sox. 1-0 to Ossian, breaking ball inside corner. Ball and a strike on Ossian. He reached on an error back in the second and ended up flying out back in the fifth, facing his former team in the Salem Red Sox. 1-1 from Reguilo. Grounded up the middle. Second baseman Arias Fields. Second for one on to first, and it's a double play. 4-3 double play as it's a 4-U put out of Drake Logan for the second out on the fourth, and then a 4-3 put out of Ossian for the third out. And that will send us in to another break. One runner left on for Kannapolis. They don't get any more runs. It is 2-1 Kannapolis here over the Salem Red Sox. To the seventh we go. Ballers on top 2-1 over Salem. Well, welcome back into the broadcast booth here at Top Atrium Health Ballpark as the Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Salem Red Sox, well, they're about to start the seventh inning, and after six, we're headed to a delay as the tarp is going out on the field. No rain yet, but it is right pretty much on the top of us. It is pretty stinking close, and the wind is definitely imminent as well. The wind is blustering here in Kannapolis as a tarp is going on the field, and we will enter into a weather delay. We'll see what comes of the rest of this game. We are through six innings. Top of the seventh is about to get started, and then we go into a weather delay. 2-1 your score. Kannapolis leads over the Salem Red Sox for this series opener. But the tarp going on the field, and we will have to go into a weather delay here in Kannapolis. Updates to follow here, of course, as Kannapolis and Salem enter this weather delay. We'll keep you posted online, and I'll pop in here on the broadcast as well. As the Ballers and Red Sox enter a rain delay. Top of the seventh, about to get started. 2-1 Ballers lead, as we will say we'll see you soon for the time being, as the weather is a problem for sure. Weather is on the way here in Kannapolis. The wind certainly a problem to boot. So we'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network hopefully soon. Hopefully we'll be able to finish up these final three innings tonight here in Kannapolis, as the Ballers and Red Sox still have three innings to go. And they are on top. 2-1 are the Ballers over Salem. As we'll be soon back on the broadcast. Hopefully we'll keep you posted. And we'll hopefully be back. And we will cut it, but we'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live. 2-1 Kannapolis over the Salem Red Sox.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.